Well, it's very gratifying, and I'll tell you why. Number one, this is such a beautiful place. Yesterday, I walked around 4 o'clock, and just to, you know, when there was nobody here, you could fully appreciate the trees. I was in the playground area. It's just so beautiful, the nature we have here. And then you get here this morning, you see the horses working out, you see people excited. There is a definite buzz and energy to the entire place. And now, of course, here in the stretch.
Tell me more about the stretch, and what was the idea of rehabbing this area of the grandstand, which hadn't been really touched in a long time?
In fact, no part of the building itself had been touched since the mid-60s. The important thing for our sport's future is to be able to recruit new generations of fans. What are new generations, people in their 20s and 30s, like right now? They love technology. So we gutted these sections and put in what are called social boxes, places where you can hang. You don't just sit in your chair all day. You can actually be in a box where you can talk to the people in the next box over. You can come up and there's this massive, beautiful area with a huge video wall, a big bar. It just is a place to have a good time. And so the idea was, that's what young people like. They like technology. We'll put these 15-inch iPads in, one for every two seats, and make it something that they would enjoy throughout the entire day.
How are Naira's tracks doing when looking at a national scale with horse racing around the country?
Well, certainly we think we're doing much better in that we're providing new experiences for fans to come over and over again. So, for example, here in Saratoga, if you look at our attendance figures, they're getting stronger and stronger. I think we were at 850,000 people when I first arrived, and we were over 1.1 million last year. And when you look at Handle, you see that we have the finest races, and people are enjoying themselves at the track. I believe that Naira's races only account for 5% of the races run in America, but over 20% of the amount wagered is wagered on Naira's races.
In the past, Naira has focused on placing higher stakes races each weekend to get people in. Is that still a strategy that's continuing?
Yes, and the reason for that is that, again, if you're trying to attract new generations of fans, how do you do it? In every other sport, whether it be baseball, football, basketball, hockey, you have a very definite opening day and you have a concluding event 26 to 28 weeks later, whether it be the World Series, the Super Bowl, or what have you. In horse racing, in Naira, we go all year long. So how do you say to people, if you're only going to pay attention for a few events, much like some people just tune in for the World Series or the Super Bowl, the events you should tune into are our must-see big event days. And we have two of them here in Saratoga, Whitney Day and Travers Day, as well as the Belmont Stakes Racing Festival and Stars and Stripes at Belmont. That's worked very well. And now what we're doing is saying every Saturday is a must-see big event day at Saratoga.
Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to today on opening day?
I'm looking forward to seeing people come into the stretch and going, wow, this is so different than anything we've ever experienced before, and yet it's within the beautiful structure and the architectural integrity of this great building. So I'm looking forward to seeing their reaction throughout the day.